special recording. General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, and Cheerios, the oat cereal ready to eat, presents The Lone Ranger. A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a haughty Hiyo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Oh, Silver, let's go, big fellow. Hail, Silver,
your way.
Get on your way.
Get on your way with Wheaties.
It helps a guy feel confident just knowing that champions are made, not born. Otto Graham, famed quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, made himself a champ. Listen, young Otto on his way to fame found football was no sissy game, took power and speed and head work too. And Graham learned, as champions do, that Wheaties help a guy come through. Now Otto passes for that score and still eats Wheaties even more. Otto Graham's been calling the right breakfast signal for 23 years. A big bowl of Wheaties. He-Man breakfast? There's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake.
Touchdown, Otto. Let's go, boys. Hey.
He's on his way. On his way. He's on his way. On his way. Get on your way with Wheaties. Cause champions are made, not born.
Yes, sir.
Get on your way.
Get on your way.
Get on your way with Wheaties. Breakfast of champions.
In the town of Lawrenceville, a small community surrounded by high, rugged mountains, Tonto stood beside his horse at the hitch rail in front of the general store. He packed recently purchased supplies into saddlebags, while Sheriff Jim White talked in a friendly manner.
Yes, sir, the mountains around here are mighty rugged. A man doesn't know his way, he's likely to get lost and starve to death.
Me no, Sheriff.
Hey, Sheriff!
Western Union man is calling to me. What is this, Parks?
Sheriff, we just received a message about Lefty's Garden.
Yes?
He and his gang of about 10 men have stuck up another bank.
Where?
In Greenville. Yeah,
well, let's have it. Great shipping jackpot.
What's the matter?
Spread the word that I need a posse, a big one. I want every able-bodied man in town.
Right.
Get the boys out of the cafe.
Right.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Pete. Bring everyone in town together in front of my office.
Tonto waited in town until a crowd was assembled.
Jinx, I've been asked to form a posse and head north to try to capture the Scarsdale gang. Here's your telegram. And it's signed by one of the most celebrated United States marshals in the country. It's from Tom Bell. He's the man who helped us clean the crooks out of this town a few years ago. We're all mighty in debt to him. Meet here in half an hour with guns and horses ready to travel. We'll start hunting the Scarsdale gang.
Sheriff, me won't tell you that...
Not there, Engine Man Busy.
But you speak to Tom Bell.
I said I can't talk to you now.
Hey, Joe, wait for me. I want to talk to you about the food for the manhunt.
During the next half hour, Tonto tried several times to speak to the busy sheriff, but each time he was turned aside. He was still in town when the heavily armed men gathered in front of the sheriff's office, with blanket rolls packed on their horses. He saw the sheriff swear in the members of the posse. Then the lawman said,
"We'll ride to the mountains north of town, then break into small groups and fan out. Are you just all set?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Get up. Get up. Tonto, Tom Bell."
Tonto's voice was drowned by hoofbeats. The Indian finally shrugged his shoulders, then mounted scout, started south.
Get him up, scout!
At that moment, Lefty Scarsdale and his gang were in the mountains east of Lawrenceville. Lefty and an outlaw called Speed were apart from the others. They were concealed by underbrush as they watched the sheriff's posse leave town.
Right north. Just the way we wanted. And they're carrying blankets, Lefty. I reckon they plan to be gone for some time.
I figured Sheriff White and the Lawrenceville men would move if they thought they were helping Marshal Tom Bell.
Oh, that sheriff's going to be hopping mad when he learns the message was a fake.
Here, we'll join the rest of the boys and get ready. We'll attack in about an hour. By that time, the posse will be too far north to hear the gunfire.
On several occasions, Marshal Tom Bell had been given valuable aid by the Lone Ranger. He and the masked man were good friends and were enjoying a rare opportunity for a visit in a small camp south of Lawrenceville. Tonto reached the camp about 1 hour after leaving the town.
Oshka, oh, fella. Easy, fella. Easy, fella. Marshal Bell.
You were gone a long time, Tonto.
Your saddlebags are bulging. You seem to have got the supplies they needed.
There's something wrong, Kimasabi.
What is it, Tonto?
Well, find me in town. Sheriff, get telegram from Greenville, signed Tom Bell.
What?
It say Scarsdale gang rob bank.
One more crime against the Scarsdale gang.
I didn't know those crooks were in the Greenville area, and I didn't send the message.
He tried tell sheriff, but him not listen. All men join posse, and them ride north. Them hope to meet crooks traveling south.
Why should anyone use my name to send a fake message? Maybe someone knew a message of that kind would take everyone away from Lawrenceville.
And leave the town unprotected.
It sounds like a trick that Lefty Scarsdale might try. They better saddle our horses. Here, Silver. How long ago did the sheriff and his men leave Lawrenceville?
About an hour. If Scarsdale plans to raid the town, he may have already done so.
The sooner we get there, the better.
While the Lone Ranger and Tom Bell were saddling their horses, the Scarsdale gang rode into town with guns blazing. The only men left in the community were those who, because of age or infirmity, had been unable to ride with the sheriff's posse. They put up feeble resistance, which was quickly crushed. The terror-stricken women and children hid inside their homes. The looting was quickly accomplished. Within minutes, the outlaws were gone, taking with them all the cash that could be stolen without loss of time. After leaving the ravaged community, Scarsdale and his men rode east into the mountains over trails they knew. Presently, the leader signaled a halt.
Boys, this is where we part company. It'll be sometime tomorrow, maybe next day, before the sheriff finds out what happened.
Oh, he's going to be a mighty surprised hombre.
I'm mighty mad.
You think he'll be able to follow any track?
I doubt it. But even if he does, he'll have trouble. Split up, boys, and take different trails. Go by a roundabout route to that shack on the other side of the mountains where we holed up last winter.
Right.
We'll meet there. Oh, but before you go, hand over the cash.
Lefty, you mean you're going to take it all?
Yeah, Speed is fair enough with me. We'll be responsible for it.
Well, how about splitting it up now?
Don't you trust us, Dusty?
Well, sure, but we've earned our share.
And you'll get it. But not till I'm ready to hand it over.
Well, only want what's coming to me, Lefty.
Hand it over.
But if the law should catch up to you and Speed, or if you had an accident...
So you want what's coming to you, huh, Dusty?
Yeah?
Well, here it is. Oh. Anyone else want to argue?
Not me.
You got all the cash, Speed?
Yeah.
Let the rest of you get going. And wait for us at the hideout.
Yeah.
In Lawrenceville, the people were still dazed and stunned by the attack when Tom Bell arrived with his two companions. Everyone knew and trusted the marshal, so no questions were asked about the man who wore a mask. The Lone Ranger and Tonto gave attention to the wounded, while Tom Bell, seeking information, questioned many people. He rejoined his friends as the last bandage was being tied.
I'll be through in just a minute. Oh, Tom, did you learn anything?
Enough to be sure the raid was made by Scarsdale's gang.
Oh, which way did they go?
Well, hardly anyone saw them. Bullets were flying thick and fast. Nearly everyone ducked for cover and stayed away from doors and windows.
Someone must have seen them.
Well, one woman peeked out a window. She said she thought they headed west.
And that must
Another woman thought they headed east. Don't take your choice.
There you are, old-timer. Your arm will be as good as new in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Doc.
I'm not a doctor.
Well, thanks anyhow. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Tom, if we knew which way the crooks went, we might be able to pick up their trail.
We were coming from the south. We'd have seen them if they'd gone that direction.
Sheriff, Posse, north of town.
Yes, and Scarsdale knew it. He'd hardly go north.
And the crooks must have gone either east or west.
Before we do anything else, we should get word to Sheriff Jim White and bring him and the other men back from their wild goose chase.
Tom, you're the one who can convince the sheriff that the telegram was a fake.
I guess you're right. I'll go after him.
Well, while you're gone, Toto and I'll try to find tracks for the outlaws. Toto, you search the mountains east of here, and I'll go in the opposite direction. If you find fresh tracks, signal with smoke, and I'll do the same. We'll see you later, Tom.
Easy come.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Listen, I want you to hear a few seconds of an amazing record.
They see us to the ball game. They see us with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Recognize it? Notice how sharp and clear it is? But what's really amazing about this record of Take Me Out to the Ball Game is that I got it off the front of a special Wheaties box. There's an actual 5-inch plastic record sealed on the front of every one of these special Wheaties boxes I'm talking about. All you have to do is cut them out. These records play on any 78 RPM manually controlled record player. And listen, Take Me Out to the Ball Game is just one of the tunes you can get. There's also Pony Boy, Blue Tail Fly, Polly Wally Doodle, and others. And each record plays up to 60 seconds. So go down to your grocer right now and pick up the special Wheaties record box. Remember, these records are absolutely free of extra cost. A real bargain in fun.
To continue. While the Lone Ranger rode west, Tom Bell went north to look for the sheriff, and Tonto headed into the mountains on the eastern side of town. The Indians soon found fresh tracks of several horses and followed them to the place where Dusty had been shot.
Who's got hope, brother? Oh, me send sign to Kimasabi. Get a box, come!
Lefty Scarsdale and Speed were resting their horses when...
Hey, Speed. Right over there. Huh? What about that other peak?
Smoke. You suppose any of our boys were foolish enough to build a fire that smokes like that?
No. A man would have to pile damp leaves in a fire to make that much smoke. He'd have to do it on purpose. Speed. That fire is some kind of a signal.
But who would do
it? Come on. We'll find out more about it.
Speed, wait. Come on. Get in there.
On a mountain peak selected by Tonto for the purpose of signaling the Lone Ranger, the smudge fire was nearly burned out. The Indian was absorbed in building another fire when suddenly...
Take him up!
Huh? What's this?
You're covered. Hang his knife and gun, Speed.
Right. What does this mean?
Who are the smoke signals for?
Me not talk.
You'd better answer, or I'll crease your head with a gun barrel.
Why'd you build this fire?
Me not talk.
I warned you. Oh. That's just a start. Get up and talk, or I'll give you some more.
Hold it, Speed. He's unconscious.
Yeah? And I'll put a bullet through.
No, wait. I want to know why he was sending those smoke signals. Time, and we'll take him with us.
From a mountain on the opposite side of town, the Lone Ranger saw Tonto's signal rising high into the sky. He immediately abandoned his own search for tracks and headed in that direction.
Move to the
on the way to join his Indian friend, the masked man rode into Lawrenceville. He saw one of the townsmen whose wound he had bandaged and drew rein.
Hi there, Doc. My arm feels fine. There's every time when I can do something for you.
Now that time is right now.
Yes?
Yes, I want you to give a message to Marshal Tom Bell when he returns with the sheriff's posse.
Sure thing. What's the message?
Tell him the Scarsdale gang went east. I'll blaze a trail that can be easily followed.
Count on me.
Thanks. One fiddler.
Tonto had left a plain trail, but the Lone Ranger made it even easier to follow. As he rode deeper into the mountains, he blazed the trunks of the trees he passed by cutting off sections of bark. It was twilight when he reached the place where Dusty had been shot. And darkness was closing in when he drew rein on the peak beside the cold remains of Tonto's signal fire. He dismounted and studied the ground closely in the fading light.
Two men came here.
In addition to the tracks of Speed and Lefty, the masked man saw a peculiar scuff mark made by Tonto's foot.
His sign let me know he was captured. Easy, steady, big fella. Come on.
In the darkness, the masked man had to trust the instinct of his horse. Instead of guiding Silver, he held the reins loosely and spoke frequently in a low voice.
Find Tonto. Find Scout.
It was the middle of the night when he saw a low-burning campfire some distance ahead.
Stay here, Silver.
Leading his horse at ground hitch, the Lone Ranger advanced on foot and presently saw two men sleeping beside the small fire and Tonto gagged and tied to a nearby tree. As he cautiously removed the gag, he noticed that his friend had been beaten.
Are you all right, Tonto? Can you walk?
Tonto nodded. The Lone Ranger watched the sleeping outlaws while he released his friend. But his attention was momentarily diverted when Tonto suddenly staggered and slumped to the ground.
I'll help you, Tonto.
At that instant, Lefty Scarsdale wakened, saw what was happening, and shouted,
Speed, wake up!
Hey, what
the... The Lone Ranger charged while Lefty was reaching for his gun.
I want you, Lefty!
The Lone Ranger drove a lightning jab into the outlaw's stomach. Lefty doubled over. As the Lone Ranger stepped back, he dropped one hand to his holster and fired from the hip. His gun barked a split second ahead of Speed, and his silver board smashed the outlaw's wrist.
That changes things.
Lefty busted my arm.
I'll kill him.
You're too slow, Lefty.
No.
Here's another.
Lefty, use your gun.
His hands are too busy trying to protect his face. Take it.
No.
Two more blows from the masked man's fist sent Lefty staggering back.
Now.
And a final blow against the chin drove him to the ground, unconscious.
I'll deal with you.
No. He already smashed my arm. Now, wait. Listen, mister.
What did you do to my friend?
Let go of me. We just tried to make him tell who he was sending smoke signals to. He's all right. I swear we didn't hurt him permanently.
Where's the money you stole in Lawrenceville?
I can't tell you.
You may change your mind when you regain consciousness.
The masked man quickly took all weapons away from the two unconscious men and hurried to the side of Tonto.
Tonto, will you be all right while I tie those crooks?
Me all right, Kimasabi. Not hurt bad. Them hit me like you hit them. Only more time. Me be all right in a little while.
You know what they did with the stolen money?
It here, in camp, in Saddleback.
Where's the rest of the gang?
Me not know. But them talk about hideout. Rest the gang go there, wait for money.
But you don't know where the hideout is?
Me not know.
All right. Let's lie there and rest while I rope Lefty and his partner.
Tonto regained his strength while the Lone Ranger attended to Speed's wound and tied both of the unconscious outlaws. Lefty was the first to open his eyes. He saw the Indian and the masked man watching him closely.
I'm glad you're conscious, Lefty. I have some questions to ask you.
Who are you?
I said I'd ask the questions.
I'm not talking.
Other crook, wake up now, Kimasabi.
Good. Come on, wake up. I want to question you.
Well, that's it. Don't hit me again.
Then talk. Where's the gang's hideout?
Speed can't tell what he doesn't know. You don't know where the hideout is, do you, Speed?
You can
tell a masked man if you wanted to.
No, that's right. I don't know where it is.
Maybe me work on him, Kimasabi. Me find out if him tell truth.
No, Tonto. It's not important for us to find that hideout.
But rest the outlaws there.
Yes, I know they are. But I doubt if they'll stay there.
Daybreak found the other members of the gang assembled in the hideout. At noon, when Lefty and Speed had not arrived with the money, the men became restless, and there was some speculation. The restlessness increased with every passing moment. After an hour more of waiting, one of the men said,
Boys, I don't think the boss would double-cross us. He's never done anything like that.
Yeah, something must have happened to him and Speed.
If I had any idea which trail they'd take to get here, I'd go looking for him.
Well, I know the trail Lefty took the last time he came here from the mountains. Chances are he'll use the same route.
Well, then let's go and see if we can find out what's happened.
Right. Come on, we saddle the horses.
Right. In minutes, the worried outlaws were in the saddle. They followed the man who knew the route that had been used by Lefty to reach the hideout on a previous occasion. After several hours of riding, one of the men suddenly called,
"Hey, boys, I smell wood smoke. There's a fire nearby.
Yeah, I see a campfire in the clearing up ahead.
Maybe that's where Lefty and Speed are.
I don't know why they'd wait in camp.
Hey, looks like a couple of men are sleeping in blankets near that fire.
We'll find out. Get up there.
In another moment, the outlaws rode into the clearing and threw rein. As they dismounted, they saw that the figures near the fire were completely covered by blankets.
Now pull aside the blankets, see who's underneath.
It's Lefty.
He's gagged and hog-tied.
Soldiers, pirates, they're all covered.
The sheriff.
You're under arrest.
The marshal.
Let him have it.
The Lone Ranger, the sheriff, and the marshal were ready. They opened fire as the outlaws went for their guns. There was more shooting from unseen men who were hidden among the trees and bushes, which nearly surrounded the clearing. The crook soon learned they were outnumbered.
Hold your fire! I quit!
My leg's busted! Don't shoot again!
Throw down your gun!
All right!
That does it! What up, boys?
Look at him! The whole damn town must be here!
All of us who can ride!
You men have rope. Use it to tie these outlaws. These you tied them as tightly as a masked man bound Lefty and Speed.
You walked right into a trap.
That's right. We've been waiting here for you since noon.
I hoped you would arrive with the sheriff and his posse before these crooks came to see what had happened to their leader.
We sure obliged to your masked friend, Marshal Brown. If it hadn't been for him...
Sheriff, Tonto tried to tell you that the telegram was a fake.
I know he did. And I was too doggone busy to listen. Marshals raked me over for it. But the next time a man wants to tell me something, I'll be all ears. Gee, I hope your engine friend will be all right.
Me all right, Sheriff.
Well, Tonto, you were to wait back with the horses.
Me all right now. Me bring Scout Silver.
All right, Tonto. We meet again, Tom.
Sure enough.
Thanks again, Missy.
Glad we could help, Sheriff.
Hey, what's the idea of roping us and letting that masked man walk away scot-free?
There's you ornery polecat. He's on our side of the law.
He sure is. He's the Lone Ranger.
Jenny is 10, and is she good? She's shipwreck champ of the neighborhood. She's so quick because she knows she's got gold power from Cheerios. Yes, she's got gold power. There she goes. She's feeling her Cheerios. Cheerios. Cheerios.
Want gold power? You'll get it from Cheerios. That's right. The delicious O-shaped cereal does good things for your body when you have it every morning in a big bowl of milk. Here's why. Every spoonful of Cheerios in milk contains vitamins, minerals, and proteins your body needs. So a Cheerios breakfast helps give you healthy nerves, good red blood, strong bones and muscles. Enjoy Cheerios every breakfast. Then you'll hear...
She's feeling her Cheerios.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated is created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy. Is brought to you by General Mills every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this same time. Be sure to listen. This recorded program has come to you from Detroit. This is ABC Radio Network.